Not this Baum, but Asher Baum, the narrator protagonist of Allen's novel. Although the cover of What's with Baum riffs on Edvard Munch's The Scream, New York skyline in the background, a reference in the book to the famous painting has Asher asserting his unease not about Manhattan, Allen's love, but the countryside, the Hamptons, Connecticut, their wealthy heirs, tick-infested gardens, country chic. One could argue, however, that even if the cover is a slip, it still applies, reflecting the attitude of the main character, neurotic, anxious, dyspeptic. And because this book is by Woody Allen, it will be read at least by the curious. What will he allude to now, given the still persistent allegations relating to his former stepdaughter, now wife of 28 years, Soon-Yi Previn, and questions about the paternity of Dylan Farrow? As the protagonist of What's with Baum says at one point, in today's culture, an accusal is as good as a conviction. And so Allen dedicates, proudly and enigmatically, What's with Baum to his amazing wife with this added strange note. Where did you learn that? She is credited with the reflective photo of him on the back jacket. What's with Baum, a stream of self-consciousness romp, will also be read by Allen fans who admire his work as an essayist and as a writer, director, and actor in films, which to date have reportedly grossed a total of more than $575 million. The novel, a 186-page chapter-free rumination, features yet again another Allen alter ego, here 50-ish journalist Asher Baum, who acknowledges his New York neurosis and hypochondria and demonstrates the usual self-denigration and sarcastic wit as he reviews his life and wonders what's with it. He talks to himself, moving through memories and recent events, including his suspicions about his gorgeous wife Connie's possible affair with his brother, and her over-the-top primary attachment to her brilliant, arrogant author son, whom Asher can't stand. Sympathy is intended for Asher, a misguided, misunderstood, and comical protagonist who comes out all right in the end. In this case, not with a girl. He's on his third marriage when the narrative opens, but with satisfaction that his way, though flawed, is the best way. Because Asher, like Allen's cinematic heroes in a horrible world, is well-meaning, funny, unpretentious, or believes himself to be. The problem with What's with Baum is that there really is no problem, though Asher asserts that the world may think otherwise. Highly intelligent, talented, Asher knows that he often appears to others as a loser, a Dostoevsky Kafka wannabe. But is Allen or Asher aware of the inaccuracies of some of the literary comments? At one point, Asher quotes, "To thine own self be true," and says Shakespeare knew what he was talking about. But that line belongs to the windbag and spy, Polonius, who does not see that he violates his own advice. At another point, Asher quotes a line from Hamlet, though he doubts it's from Shakespeare. He's right. It's from Cahil Gibran, though he doesn't say so, and a reader may wonder why the comment is here. At the end, reconciled with his brother, Asher talks vaguely again about writing a grand novel to capture the nothingness of the universe. It won't happen, but the striving is admirable, the humor redemptive, and the fact that Woody Allen turned 90 this past November worth noticing. I'm Joan Bound.